something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Do you remember when he came out of the grave? He came out not the same one that died. Listen, because he was made sin when he was buried. He was made sin on the cross, and then he died and he was buried. Now he was raised from the dead. He was a new creation. The Bible says God spoke of him prophetically and said, "This day have I begotten thee." John said of him, he was the only begotten of the Father. But after he was raised from the dead, he became the first begotten of the Father. After his resurrection, he is never called the only begotten of the Father. He is only called the first begotten. Why? Because the rest of us, glory! Woo-hoo! Hallelujah! Oh, glory to his holy name forever! Yes! Hallelujah! He is the first begotten! He is the first begotten! Oh, I like it. We are his brethren. Can you say amen? Because he was born again, the angels were still waiting. He was coming as our high priest, the first born again high priest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he got there, the gates were still locked. You can read that for yourself. In the book of Psalm 24, he cried out, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Woo! No, 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 no. Nah. They didn't recognize him. In the spirit, when you're born again, you are not what you used to be. They didn't recognize him. He said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors." Somebody said, when he wanted to come out of the grave, that's when he said it. No, because he said, "Everlasting doors." The gates of hell cannot be called everlasting doors. And he didn't say, "And the King of glory shall go out." He said, "The King of glory shall come in." Amen. They were the pearly gates of heaven. Oh, they cried out from heaven and said, "Who is this King of glory?" He said, the Lord is the King of glory. He said it again, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." They said, "And who is the King of glory?" He said, "The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle." Mighty in battle. He had taken the spoil. He had got the kingdom back. He had gotten our redemption for us. Hallelujah. Anybody that is sick, anybody that is afflicted, anybody that is oppressed, you don't need prayer. You don't need to beg. You don't need to cry. Just stand up. Woo! Glory. studying the New Testament, they didn't queue up those who were sick to pray for them. Peter coming to the quarters, he got to the city of Lydda. He said, Aeneas, who was sick of the palsy for 8 long years, he said, Aeneas, Jesus makes you well. Get up! Aeneas got up! Paul was preaching at Lystra. He saw a man who was impotent in his feet. He said, sir, stand upright on your feet. The man got up. Can you shout amen? Amen. Peter and John at the gates called Beautiful. They saw this man who was impotent in his feet. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but that which I have I give you. He didn't pray. He said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up. Ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. And all this wonder was going on. And Jesus took his blood into heaven and sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven and obtained eternal redemption for us. In the mind of God, anybody who would believe that Jesus is his son would receive eternal life. He'll be free from disease. He'll be free from sickness. He signed it into law. Then Jesus came down. Meanwhile, all these great men were still waiting, men and women, waiting in the heavenlies. And Jesus presented his blood before the Father, obtained eternal redemption. And then the Father, oh, I love the Holy Ghost. You know, I used to think that Jesus Christ was the one. Listen, this is very interesting because it's so difficult to tell the Father from Jesus and Jesus from the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they're all one. But through revelation, you can tell. I knew always that the manifestation of Melchizedek the high priest back in the Old Testament was a manifestation of Christ. But then the Holy Ghost said to me, it was a manifestation of Christ, but not of Jesus. I thought, my goodness. Then he began to show me something. Listen to this, very, very important. You know, people think the Father, top list, next to him is the Son. Next to the Son is the Holy Ghost. No, don't ever think so. This Holy Ghost is not under Jesus. You cannot be greater than your Father. Listen, the Holy Ghost is co-equal with God. That manifestation of Christ as Melchizedek in the Old Testament was actually one of such manifestations of the Holy Ghost in the ministry of the priesthood. As he operated and manifested himself, Melchizedek was the king of Salem, meaning king of peace. He was also called king of righteousness, king of righteousness, and king of peace. What's Jesus called? The prince of peace. Is that? Listen, the Holy Ghost raised up his son to take the office of the priesthood and the office of the king. Listen, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He gave to Jesus the priesthood. The Holy Ghost gave to Jesus the priesthood. Jesus became our eternal high priest. Then he went to heaven as our high priest. Again, the Holy Ghost is present in heaven. He is the king of peace. He has already made him the king of righteousness. Now he takes the crown and puts Jesus on his throne and gives him the crown and says, here, you are king in all three worlds, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. And said, go in my name. Do you know the Holy Ghost doesn't have a name? He doesn't have a name. The name of Jesus is his name. Hallelujah.
Everyone who wants to be born again, and you should want to, this is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. And I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-0074 or 078-787-673 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, The Person of Jesus.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.